Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
April 5, 1806. More about the Multnomah. Clark is now back in camp with Lewis, and the men are all working toward proceeding on up the Columbia tomorrow. 2 days ago, on April 3, Clark took a small party of men to search out a river that had been mentioned by a number of Indians in the area. The group finally found this rather large river that the Indians called the Multnomah, and that is now known as the Willamette. In his journal, Clark wrote that he did not see the river at first because its mouth was concealed by three large islands, islands not present today. In 1904, Olin B. Wheeler wrote in his book, The Trail of Lewis and Clark, "The mouth of the Willamette changes its location occasionally, and it is doubtful if it is now where it was in 1805-06. The three islands mentioned are not now to be seen, but islands have come and gone since Lewis and Clark coasted along there." Wheeler goes on to write, "The view of the five snow-white mountains referred to forms one of the grandest pictures of the kind to be found on earth. There is nothing like it to be seen elsewhere in the country. The peaks are so different in everything except their glacial snowy covering that the contrasts make the study of them extremely interesting aside from the mere pleasure of looking at them. These peaks are collectively visible from several points of view near Portland." It is evident from the narrative that Clark had no suspicion that Mount Adams, the very high humped mountain, was the one that they had supposed to be Mount St. Helens from the Umatilla River region, even though he now had both peaks in sight at the same time. That from Olin B. Wheeler's book, The Trail of Lewis and Clark. Captain Clark, back in camp, writes a short entry today.
"This morning was so cloudy that we could not obtain any lunar observations with Alpha Aquila as we wished. Joseph Field and Drewyer left us this morning, agreeably to their orders of last evening. At the same time, Sergeant Ordway and five men, to assist Sergeant Pryor in bringing in the meat of four elk, which he had dried in the woods. At 1 p.m. the party returned with the meat. It was not sufficiently dried to keep. We had it cut thinner and redried over a fire this evening, as we proposed setting out early in the morning. The deerskins, which we had cases for the purpose, we directed them to be dried by the fire also, the weather being so damp that there was no possibility of pounding the meat as I wished. Captain William Clark, April 5, 1806.
Tomorrow, Beacon Rock.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.